My name is Russell Glasser. I'm a software engineer at IBM. I have a 10-year-old stepdaughter who studies science in the Round Rock School District and a 16-month-old son who will someday do the same. My parents both have PhDs in physics, and my father is involved in fusion research at Los Alamos National Lab. 14 years ago, my father taught me what happens when you do science without sticking to the scientific method. Two chemists named Pons and Fleischmann claim to have discovered something called cold fusion. If true, it would mean that we could produce a virtually unlimited supply of energy at very low cost. But Pons and Fleischmann chose to promote their ideas in a questionable manner. Instead of publishing papers in scientific journals that told other scientists how to repeat their experiments, they went straight to the press and told them that they made a breakthrough. Now, their ideas were dead wrong, but they couldn't have known this because they didn't invite outside criticism. They didn't follow the peer review process that is a vital part of science. By trying to skip that process and go straight to the public, they wound up embarrassing themselves. Unfortunately, I can see the same thing potentially happening to science education in Texas. Since evolution is scientific, there are legitimate criticisms of it. Science thrives on criticism. But many books that attack evolution come from outside the scientific community. An example of such a book is Icons of Evolution by Jonathan Wells. Now, Dr. Wells is a member of the Discovery Institute, and I believe he spent some time advising this board. He holds a PhD in biology, but like Pons and Fleischmann, he failed to follow the scientific method. His assaults on evolution are found only in a book that's located in popular bookstores, and not papers in mainstream peer-reviewed scientific journals. One example of Wells' work is his treatment of the peppered moth. Now, in the papers that I've distributed to the board, I described how Wells falsely used research that was done by geneticist Michael Majerus to make it appear that it refutes evolution, and Majerus himself explains how Wells misrepresented him. Science is designed to be self-correcting, and that is a good lesson to teach in our classes. But ultimately, published scientists figure out what constitutes legitimate science, and then schools teach what they have found. It makes no sense to do this process backwards. The purpose of a science class isn't to let kids decide for themselves whether fringe science is real science. We don't put Holocaust deniers side by side with World War II historians in history textbooks and let the students decide for themselves which ones are right. And we don't spend time in physics classes teaching cold fusion. Now, a reasonable plan would be to let scientists agree on what is correct science first, and then bring their work to Texas textbooks.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Leo. The information in Dr. Wells's book has been peer-reviewed on the peppered moth.
Right. As I mentioned before, he took work from Michael Majerus, who did the research. But if you look at the other side, I provide a couple of links where Dr. Majerus actually responded directly to Wells and pointed out several ways in which Wells's quotations of his research were misleading, including the point that I brought up earlier tonight, where Wells falsely claimed that moths never rest on tree trunks, when in fact Majerus's own work showed that he was wrong.
Okay, he has been accused of having done no experiments, having done no peer review publications. That's why I wanted him to testify, so he could defend himself to your allegations. But both of those claims are false. They asked the National Center for Science Education, sent a letter from somebody who performed experiments with Jonathan Wells, and asked to have a retraction, and that was not retracted.
That
was Alan Gishlick and by the way, the talent of Mr. Wells was not a peer-reviewed article, but yet that was submitted to the board. He has his degree, his PhD in biology.
I am not at all disputing that Dr. Wells holds
legitimate
degrees.
Well, but you said he's outside the scientific community.
No, I said that his ideas come from outside the scientific community because they're not published in peer-reviewed papers. It doesn't just take a bunch of initials after your name to make you be doing legitimate science. In order to do science correctly, you have to start with the evidence and lead to a conclusion, not start with a conclusion and then misrepresent evidence that's already available so that you could confirm what you already think you knew.
He is not outside the scientific community.
I didn't say he was outside the scientific community. I said that his work was.
Thank you so much. Let's move to the next one.
Thank you.